Welcome to Math for Knitters. I'm Laura. This is show number 13. And I know the number 13 is generally considered unlucky, but it is a Fibonacci number. So just remember that if you ever encounter the number 13. I am working on a show about altering sweaters. But the reason I don't have it yet is because I picked out a pattern that I want to talk about, and I emailed the designer, and until I hear from her, I don't want to launch into it because I want to make sure that it's okay with her if I use her pattern as an example. If I hear from her and the answer is no, I'll pick something else. If I do not hear from her after a week, I will pick someone else. So it's coming, it's in the works. But also this week, just news, personal news, I'm very hot today because my air conditioner broke on Saturday, and it will still be a little while before I can get it fixed. So if I sound hot, that's why. And I will be drinking some water to help keep myself cool, which I'll do right now. So I'm sorry. I hope it isn't too annoying to hear me sipping, but I can't do a lot about it right now. So this week, I'm going to talk about memory. I myself have a terrible memory, which I demonstrated today by trying to meet a friend of mine at the wrong coffee shop and realizing my mistake and catching up with her at the last minute. So I'm very happy about that. And until you learn to read your knitting, you do need to have some methods for figuring out where you are in your pattern. Now, of course, they sell those little things that go on your needles that you turn and they count your rows for you. But I have two of those, and I have the clicky kind that's kind of freestanding, and I have the kind that you hang on your needles. And I like them, they're great. The problem is I do tend to have more than two projects going at once, so they're not always useful, and I don't want to buy, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them to make sure I have one for every project. So over the years, I've come up with some other ways of keeping track of where I am. And when I teach knitting, I tell my students, you either have to learn to read your knitting, or you're going to have to get comfortable counting your knitting. Say, for instance, you're making a raglan sweater and in the round, and every other round you need to either decrease or increase depending on which way you're going on the sweater. Or if you're finishing the top of a hat, usually I do my decreases every other round. And in that case, it's a 1-2. And if you're not comfortable being able to tell if you're on a row where you've, or round where you've just decreased, you're going to have a strategy. Now, Stephanie Pearl McPhee actually advocates the possibility of using little like M&Ms, although that won't work for this, to count your rows. And that doesn't work for me very much because I'm usually on a diet and I have kitty cats who don't like chocolate but who do like to knock small objects off of tables. So instead, if I have an every other round or every other row kind of thing, I will usually take my glass of water and on the decrease rounds, set the water to my right, and on the regular straight rounds, set the water to my left. This can be a little bit fidgety, and like any other system, you can forget to move your glass, but it's very readily available. Pretty much always have either a bottle of water or a glass of water, and I'm betting that you do too, if not water, some other beverage. Another system for complex knitting patterns that I've used before is I actually get 3x5 cards, like, ruled index cards, and I write out each on each card, a row of the pattern. And then I keep that in my bag with a rubber band around it. And as I finish each row, I flip through the cards. And this works really well for me for complex situations like lace or even cables. Now, of course, if you drop your cards, it's a good idea to have them numbered in case you drop them and they get all mixed up and scattered. Another thing is sometimes you have to decrease, say, every sixth row or every eighth row to make something like an armhole. Now, in this case, it would be a little boring to write one through seven cards with the, you know, knit plane or work plane instruction. So in that case, whenever I'm at a garage sale, I try to pick up decks of cards. And a lot of times people have decks of cards for very cheap because sometimes you get them free from an airline or from the Veterans Association or whatever. And sometimes they don't have a complete deck of cards and they'll sell them to you for practically nothing. And you don't need a complete deck of cards. All you need is some number of cards and a Sharpie. And what I do in that situation is I just write, say I know I need to decrease every seventh row or every round, or every seventh round, I would write one through seven cards and flip through them, same as the index cards, but just a little more simple. Now, I never tried to figure out if I actually pay more for the playing cards than I do for the index cards. If you're feeling thrifty, go ahead, but I just think it's kind of fun to be flipping through a deck of admittedly defaced cards as I'm knitting. So that's about memory. I've been told that I'm a water sign, I'm an Aquarius, and so like it's natural that I have a very hard time remembering things. Now that made me feel a little bit better, but it still sounds like kind of a cop-out to me. But if you have any suggestions for memory for your knitting, please drop a comment on the website, which is www.math4knitters, that's the number 4, .blogspot.com. And I also want to say that I really enjoyed getting like two comments last week on my I'm not doing a show this week. It was very encouraging to me to see people leaving those comments, and to the lady who wanted the white background instead of the black, I did change it, so hopefully now it's easier to read. So that's the show. I'm working for shows of the future. I'll tell you a little bit about what I'm working on. I am working on reading knitting a little more than I have in the past, just to make it a little clearer. I'm trying to design a ribbed hat that is ribbed all the way to the top of the hat. I'm also thinking about what to do when your ribbing is on the edges of something. You know, what kind of math you should do to help make sure your knitting lies flat. Yarn substitution. Angles. I'm still working on a theory about kind of geometry in knitting, because Elizabeth Zimmerman does say in one of her books, although possibly in many, that if you decrease a certain way, for instance, by two every row, every other row, then it will make the same shape of knitting no matter what size needles or what size yarn you're using. And I think that that's just a great universal concept, and so I'm working on a kind of formulation of that. Also, well, I pretty much just talked about counting. Oh, another small idea that I had for keeping track of where you are in a pattern, and this works only, I think this only works well for if you have a good-sized ring. And what I mean by that is, say you're knitting in an airport and you don't have anything, a desert island, all you have is a ring on your finger, and you were trying to keep track of every other row, well, obviously, and you're knitting, please, you wouldn't be on a desert island without your knitting, right? You were decreasing every other row or every other round, then you could flip your ring back and forth from your left to your right hand, being careful not to lose it. Or if you had a bigger ring that was still fairly comfortable, because you wouldn't want your large ring to interfere with your knitting, then you could flip it from finger to finger to finger for, say, every 10 rows. So just, I don't know how well that would work, but it's just a little bit of an idea. So that's what I'm working on right now. Also, I finished the ribbing on one of the socks that I talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I don't remember when even. And I will put a photo of that up with the show that I talked about it on. And when I finish the heel, then I will add those pictures as well. So that's coming along. But happy summer. I hope you're having a good summer. I hope you're somewhere where it's not too hot. And happy knitting. Bye.